Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Taking a break from painting for a little bit tonight. We've got very cool guests on the show tonight. We've got the fantastic band, one of my favorites, Edge of Paradise. And we've got Margarita and Dave on with us from Edge of Paradise. How are you guys tonight?
Good. Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. You're classing up the joint, man. You're classing up the joint. I love it. Now, tell us a little bit about the band. How long is the have you guys been performing together?
Well, Dave and I formed it in 2011. So we've been together for about 6 years now. And then as the current lineup, we've been together for over 3 years. And, you know, like, before me and Dave, we got the band started, it took us a while to, you know, find our sound and, you know, get the final lineup together. And so far, we've toured 30 states. We have 3 CDs out, and the current one is called Alive, and it was just released March 10th on ILS Universal. So, you know, we're just keeping it going.
That's awesome. That's amazing. That's amazing that all that has happened. I mean, I know it's a lot of work, you know, a lot of work going into this.
Yeah.
But it's definitely cool, and it's definitely paying off, you know what I mean? Very, very good stuff. Now, I know as part – and you guys are always doing exciting stuff, too. I was really excited – what was it? It was last week or maybe even the week before. I think it was last week. You guys had just released Alive, had just come out. And if people had downloaded it, took a screenshot of it, and sent it in, you guys kind of did a raffle of a guitar, right?
Yeah, right. We were doing a guitar giveaway, and actually all the, you know, everyone that downloaded it, they also receive a signed postcard of the cover art. And we wanted to do that just because, you know, the first release, it's a digital release, and then we'll have eventually hard copies as well, but we also wanted people to, you know, have something physical too. so that's why we were doing this postcard giveaway of the cover art, and, you know, also the guitar giveaway, just to make it more exciting. I mean, you know, it's always good to do something like that for the, you know, just to keep the excitement of the release.
I'm telling you, that's very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Now, that's awesome. I mean, cause, you know, just a lot of bands don't do that. That's smart and very cool. Somebody is going to be very, very happy. You know, a lot of people are. You know, anybody who gets to have their album is going to be.
Cool.
Oh, hey.
Sorry, what?
You know, I actually have an Edge of Paradise postcard. How about that? From, I think, a couple years ago, for Christmas.
Oh, well, you'll have to get a new one pretty soon.
I'm telling you, it's on my wall of fame. I got all this, I get this stuff from people, and I put it up there. It's very, very cool. A place of honor.
Nice.
Here in the studio. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, Margarita, you're originally from Houston, right? Grew up in Houston? Or went to school there?
Yeah, well, originally I grew up in Moscow, and then when I was 11, we moved to Houston. And, yeah, I went to middle school and high school there, and then I moved to New York. I went to college there, and then I moved to L.A. So,
wow.
Around.
Nice. Yeah. So, Dave, how about you? Were you L.A. born and bred, or were you from somewhere else as well?
No, I'm originally from Connecticut.
No,
grew up in Connecticut and moved out to LA to go to music school, and that's where I remained.
I hear you. I used to know a lot of people in Connecticut. I went to school in Boston, so you know, Connecticut wasn't that far, and far enough for people to feel like they moved far away, but not really. They could still go home on the weekends and do laundry. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
buy beer on Sunday, you know. When I was a kid in school, you couldn't do that in Boston. I don't know how it is now, but, yeah, it was a pain in the neck. Believe it or not, I remember you couldn't get a tattoo in Boston. Tattoos were – I mean, you could have
one. Oh, really?
You couldn't get it there. Yeah. That,
wow.
But that was a few years ago.
You know, I think it's illegal in Korea, too, in Southern Korea.
Really?
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you.
If you're in, so,
Dave, are you
in
a tattoo
South
guy?
Korea, you have to cover up your tattoo.
Really? I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wow.
Dave has tattoos.
No, Dave,
I don't.
Does he have a lot of tattoos?
Not a lot. I think our bass player, Nick, has the most. Yeah, he's got some crazy ones that he gave himself. I don't know what he was thinking.
And how about you, Margarita? Are you a cat gal?
Yeah. I am an outcast. I don't have any tattoos yet. Don't hate me. But maybe I'll get one eventually.
I don't either. I say the same thing. I just can't figure out anything I would want that permanent. You know what I mean? Because my taste changed so much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
I always say when we start, you know, when we tour the world and we go to really interesting places, I mean, you know, we already do that, but it's just been so hectic. But I'd like to maybe get some, you know, small tattoos in different parts of the world just so I can be like, you know, I got this one here, and, like, tell a story behind it and then kind of have a map of my tattoos.
Well, you should get one when you go to Europe. Maybe I should.
Coming up in September, right?
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
That's awesome. We're going to talk. You guys have some awesome upcoming dates and whatnot. We'll talk about those. Let's play. Let's just dive right in, though. And I want to play a track so people – well, actually, wait. We can't do that yet because we have a call. Let's take a call first. Hello, caller. You're on the air with Margarita and Dave from Edge of Paradise.
Awesome. What's up?
Hey.
How you doing?
Hello? Well, it's been a minute since I've been on a radio show, so I'm actually kind of excited to be on a radio show again. It's been a minute. How's everybody's weekend been?
Nice.
Not a problem.
Thanks for calling.
Congratulations, Margarita, on your album. I liked it. I'm congratulating you completely. That was so awesome. I like the. I still do want to get one of the guitars and stuff like that, but there's kind of like some other stuff I'm trying to actually do right now, so I'm going to get one. It's just I haven't figured out which one I want yet. Now, do you have some of the other giveaways or some other items and stuff like that you're going to give away and stuff like that? Because I'm kind of really pumped about it, because even though I do like hip-hop, I'm kind of swaying towards the metal scene right now.
Oh, well, nice. I'm really excited that we're winning you over. That's cool. Yeah, we'll have some giveaways. We'll probably do some T-shirts. I don't know. We always have. We'll think of something. Maybe another Edge of Paradise mug.
I'd like to do another guitar giveaway with a cover of the guitar on the guitar.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up with cover art.
And then a backstory about the whole rock thing. Because before 2007, I didn't really listen to rock because I kind of thought it was basically all screamo and you couldn't understand it. But the first band that kind of got me into it was Breaking Benjamin. And then from then on, it was Disturbed. And then some of the others, Five Finger Death Punch and Hammerfall. And then tons of others. And then I just kind of fell into it, you know?
Cool.
Nice. Hey,
that's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's very cool. Very cool. Oh, we lost the caller. I don't know what happened. Well, thanks for calling in, caller. I don't know who you were, but that's awesome. What do you guys think about that, pulling people from other musical genres? That's kind of cool, huh?
That's cool. I mean, and, you know, I come from different, like, I like all kinds of music, so I'm always happy to hear, you know, people that are usually into other genres that kind of, you know, listen to, I guess, rock. Because I think rock is a universal genre in a way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a mixture of a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Well, let's play a track. We've got three we're going to play tonight. We've got Alive, Dust to Dust, and Mystery. What do you think we should play first, guys?
Well, let's start with the title track, Alive.
Sounds good to me. It's a fantastic. These are all fantastic. Here it is, folks. This is Edge of Paradise, Alive. Check it out. Margarita Monet on Dave, man, the album's just kicking ass, eh? Just melt your face off. I love it.
Yeah, that's the goal. We want to melt everybody's face.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Now, do you guys, what is typical, is there a formula that you, that's a terrible question, actually. Is there a kind of a go-to method with your guys' songwriting, or is it different for all the tracks?
Well, it's usually different with songs, but usually, like, for example, ballads, sometimes I come up with them on the piano, and then Dave kind of evolves it with a guitar, and then we take it to the studio with Nick and John, and then we start evolving the track from there. And then once everything is demoed up, we bring in the producer, and then we go into the studio and start rebuilding it. And some of the faster songs, you know, Dave can start with a riff, and then I come in and put some melodies on, and we kind of repeat the process. But, you know, that's how it starts. And then it's kind of like building a house, you know. It's layer by layer, make sure all the parts work. And
I hear
you can't really
force
it either, you know. It's like a painting in a way, too, right?
Same thing.
Yeah, we don't
try
to plan too much. We just kind of wing it.
It's outstanding.
Yeah.
It's outstanding. Now, one of the things I really like about your guitar playing, David, is it's got a big sound to it. And there's probably a technical musical term for that, but I mean, it almost sounds like a big orchestrated type thing, you know. But it's guitared, it's energy, and it's just you know, very electric. I'm taken
cool.
away with it. And of course, Margarita,
texting
your vocals.
My keyboard's going to the guitar. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I know. Texting my keyboard going to a guitar. No.
Yeah, the
Dave,
technical term is, the technical term is we try to make it really fat.
Yeah.
The fatter the better.
As thick and fat as possible, yes. So it's like a massive sound, you know.
It's great. And like I said, Margarita, your vocals, you know, just insane. Very, very good stuff. Are you classically trained? I mean, it almost sounds like, it doesn't even sound like somebody singing opera, like a lady with a Viking hat on or something. But I mean, it's just power, you know?
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm not classically trained. I played classical piano my whole life, but I mean, I did some musical theater, but I was not really a singer before, you know. I kind of evolved as a singer as we, you know, started this band, but you know, I just keep pushing myself and trying to grow as a vocalist as much as I can, and hopefully I'll keep growing. So.
That's awesome.
No
That's
perfection.
Awesome. Now we mentioned John, or you mentioned John and Nick also. We can't leave them out because they are a very vital part of Edge of Paradise as well. I'm going to probably mispronounce John's last name, but I'm going to try. John Chemnonsky,
Kaminsky.
Is that right?
Kaminsky,
okay. And Nick Erickson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, how did you... No, did you guys, I know Dave, you and Margarita met in L.A. and whatnot. Did you know John and Nick as well, or how did that all come together?
We met Nick through a producer we were working with, and he was, I guess he was like an assistant engineer there at Bob Kulick's
mm-hmm.
studio. And when we started doing Immortal Waltz, Nick happened to be there, and we had some shows, and we didn't have a bass player that was working out at the time, so Nick stepped in and then, you know, kind of like dominoes, he knew John, and then after we got Nick, all of a sudden we needed to replace a drummer, and so it just happened to fall into place at that point, which was good because we had lined up a bunch of shows and we really didn't have people that were solid to play them, you know, we just
mm-hmm.
we were just going for it, and yeah, it worked out really good. I mean, we were looking for people that we could get along with and, you know, that could play well, too. But the two things are hard to find in one package.
That's awesome.
We lucked
that's
out.
That's awesome that you did, you know. I mean, that's very cool. And when it works, it works so well. You know, that's just very, very cool. Now, that's just, you know, now do they are they part of the songwriting process as well, or do they come in a little after?
Well, usually Margarita and myself, we start the songs and then kind of get a game plan for what we want to do and what direction we're going, and then we'll bring John in, and John he'll help facilitate, you know, the rhythm a little bit, and we'll figure out a tempo, and we usually experiment a little bit. Speed it up, slow it down. We might try to do lower key or higher key changes, and then once we lock it in, then, you know, then it's just building a puzzle. We'll take it to John, we'll play it a little bit, and bounce it back and forth until we have a structure, and then like she was saying, then we just start rebuilding it, taking it apart, rebuilding it. And that's the fun part, because it's then it becomes like painting the picture, like she said. You really just fill in with different colors and layers, and that's really – that's the best part of it, you know, when you start to see it come take shape.
Nice.
That's
very cool.
That's kind of what keeps me going. Yeah, it is cool.
That's awesome. Now, do you guys have a particular studio you guys work out of? If I can talk, that would be great. Do you have a particular studio you guys work out of, or do you have like a home studio, or how does the process go?
We have,
I imagine you kind of get something down and then send it off to somebody, or I don't know. I mean,
we bounce back and forth. That is how we do it. We'll record it. We have a Pro Tools setup at home, and then we'll record the basic melodies and stuff, and then put it to to a click track, and then I'll send it to John. John's got a studio. He'll record some stuff, and then we build it, demo it up, and then when it becomes time to do it for real, then we usually go outside to different studios and bring in a producer and get the rhythm section down. And we on this last one, we used a bunch of different studios, and that was fun. She took the grand piano from a studio where Aerosmith used the piano.
Wow.
And it was really interesting to use. Yeah, it was really neat because we live in L.A., so when you start to record something, you soon realize, like, hey, I can record, two blocks over, and they did this album over there. So it becomes really fun to see what we have in our backyard there. It's pretty cool.
That's cool. You kind of feel like a vibe or something when you're in some place that's like, something magical happened in before as well?
Yeah.
A lot of it's the
ghosts and, the bones of the studio, the way it was. We do drums at Clear Lake in the valley where we live. I guess it's Burbank or North Hollywood. But, they did like a lot of the old Whitesnake albums there. And it just has like that old vibe, when you go in there, the rooms are big and the drums sound huge. So it's kind of a...
Nice.
It's a neat process.
That's awesome, man.
A lot of it depends on timing and, who's where. And John's got a nice studio down there in Santa Monica, and sometimes we'll record stuff there. So, yeah, it's a fun process, though.
Well, I imagine even when you guys play around L.A. and stuff, too. I mean, and you guys don't just play. A lot of bands, they're kind of in one area or whatnot. You guys are definitely global. If we have a link up, ladies and gentlemen, to the Edge of Paradise website on our show page there. You click on it, you get over to their website, which is a great website, by the way. It's always chock full of cool stuff. But if you click on the tour page and you scroll down a little bit, you can see some fantastic upcoming shows, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But you also see past tour dates. And I mean, it's just amazing. You guys are all over the place.
We've done some crazy trips.
You guys have played a lot.
We've hit deer. I mean, we've been stranded. We've had some fun. But yeah, when you get out there, and that's what I mean about being lucky finding Nick and John, because when we go out there, sometimes, I mean, we've done it a couple times. We'll drive from West Coast to East Coast and back, and we'll bounce around in the middle. And so it's like a big, I guess it's like a vacation. It's a little more stressful because you have time constraints and stuff like that. But, we do have some crazy things go on. And together as a team, we deal with it really well. I mean, we hit the deer and blew out the front end on the van and got a new radiator. And we didn't miss anything. Yeah, we just fixed it on the fly and we kind of put our heads together. And nothing really – it doesn't really bring us down or anything. We just kind of approach each thing and have fun doing it.
Right.
It's kind of cool.
Got to do it as it comes. Take it as it comes, man. Take it as it comes. It's just part of it.
Exactly, yeah.
And,
the story is the best part.
One of the things that's great about California is there's all this stuff in California. And then if you want to go somewhere, man, there is a big debt. People don't realize that haven't been out west like that. There is a big hunk of just barren area. And it seems if you're going to break down or... It's always in that. Every time I've ever broken down out west, it's always been, in Utah or someplace. Somewhere in Nevada.
That's how it goes. Like, you'll hit New Mexico or something, and you'll be in the desert. And we had a battery go dead in New Mexico. We had to walk a mile to get another one and walk a mile back.
Oh, man.
It's pretty crazy how that works out,
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let cyberpolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit cyberpolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
I'm telling you. I remember one time I was driving across the country, and I don't know where I was. I think I was in New Mexico or someplace. And I don't know what I was doing, but I had not paid attention, and the car was going to run out of gas. And I saw a sign that said, gas, this exit. And I got off, and I ran out of gas as I was getting off the freeway. And it was like a little incline, like a little hill type thing. I coasted down to the bottom, and there was the sign again that said, gas, 19 miles with an arrow pointing.
Wow.
Going, oh, man.
Oh, man.
This isn't good. And, you know, it was so strange. A guy in a motorcycle. Well, you know, it was weird. A guy in a motorcycle pulled. I mean, I couldn't. It was like somebody was watching out for me or something. And he goes, climb on. You got a cam? I'm like,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but you think about that. That's, like, that's almost 40 miles there and back. Pretty cool guy. You know, to go out of his way, but
oh,
I guess
yeah,
he didn't want.
If you had to walk that, that would take forever.
Oh no, I wouldn't. I would have been some bone somewhere. You know, they would have found me.
Yeah.
20 years later.
We had a tire.
Who's this guy?
We had a tire blowout out in Wisconsin, and we were just driving. We didn't know, and we're in the middle of nowhere. And you know, John was driving. Anytime something goes bad, the drummer's driving, and he's like, "Wow, it seems like it's getting heavier, the trailer, or something's weird." We look out the mirror and it's on fire. We're like, holy shit, dude, the trailer's on fire. So sure enough, the tire had blown out and got caught in there, and he just kept flooring it. And so, you know, middle of the woods, I mean, it's getting dark out. There's nothing out there for miles and miles. And except for Bigfoot. And he didn't have any spare tires.
Right.
So we call U-Haul, and we get the tire sent out, and we bring out the wrong one. I mean, we were out there forever.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask. I got to ask, because you guys are all, like, wicked cool in the band. When this stressful situation like that happens, who is the person that that handles it the best, and who's the person that gets – I would be the person freaking out, probably, you know? Oh, my God, you know, which doesn't help anything.
No.
Can you
tell,
or do you have
to together.
Sit on that question? Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we all
that's
kind
cool.
of pull together when that stuff happens, you know, because there's nothing you can really do. I mean, you have to kind of meet the challenge or whatever it is head on and figure, I mean, like we hit the deer, and John was driving again, and it was freezing out, and that was in Connecticut, and you know, for whatever reason, this shit happened, and we just figured, okay, what are we going to do now? So we got about 8 jugs of 8 gallons of water, and we kept pulling over and dumping it in, and just spit it back out. But, I mean, you know, it's 0 degrees out in the middle of winter. Yeah.
Right.
And we made it. We made it. We got it fixed. But yeah, that's
awesome.
The good thing about the setup, because we've had prior members, and anytime something happens, like we did a Hawaii trip and we played like a little festival over there. And So the drummer came over after, and lo and behold, it was that tsunami warning thing that when the Japanese tsunami hit.
Man.
So,
right.
Yeah, he got stranded on the big island over there, and he wasn't going to make it over, and so he was all freaking out. It always works out if you just kind of,
keep you cool. Right.
Keep you cool. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Let's play to the track, Dave. Let's play to the track. We've got Dust to Dust and Mystery. What do you think we should play next?
Let's do Dust to Dust.
Sounds good. Here it is, everybody.
It.
Edge of Paradise, Dust to Dust. Was that a conscious effort to, well, yeah, well, guys have always just jammed out, you know what I mean? I don't know. Would you say this is harder than your last album? I don't think so.
Yeah, I think it's a little more industrial, and the keys are all lower. He's a 7-string on most of it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think my goal, I'd like it to be heavier, because I like that low tuning thing and that whole the corn stuff and all that really heavy stuff. And we had Chuck Johnson, who was the early mm-hmm. corn producer with Ross Robinson, and he did Slipknot. So when we brought him in, I was like, man, we got to use a 7-string, and we'll try to make it intentionally heavier, but it also kind of works itself out that way, you know. We've been gravitating towards that.
Right. Well, it's definitely – that is either you are, going to go take somebody out or driving really fast somewhere in a car. I can definitely see
that.
We got to get this stuff in movies, man. Fantastic.
Cool, appreciate it.
Very cool. We got to let people know. You got a couple shows coming up, this month. In Simpsonville, South Carolina, at the Soundbox Tavern. Yep. You're going to be playing. That's April 21st. Very, very cool. Right. And then in Fayetteville, North Carolina, at the Drunk Horse. Man, there's got to be a story. That's April 22nd. There's got to be a story with the title, the name of that bar, you know?
Yeah, definitely a cool name. That's why we're going there. We got to figure out the story.
Nice.
Yeah.
And then in June, I'm seeing here, speaking of cool places to play, Viper Room in West Harlem. This isn't you guys' first time playing Viper Room, though, is it?
No, because that's pretty local for us. So we play there, every couple of months.
That's pretty cool. We were talking about, bones of places and ghosts and stuff. That's an iconic place to play, you know? I mean, there's been a lot of people play the Viper Room, you know?
Right. Yeah, and it's a fun place to hang out.
Right.
Yeah, that's right on the strip there. You get the whiskey across the way. So, yeah, it is an iconic place, and it's a fun place to hang out. And so we like to go down there and play because it sounds good in there. It's good to have it in your backyard, you know?
Right, right. And then in July, you're heading up to Seattle to the Funhouse, and then to Portland.
Right.
And then to the Netherlands. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who does your booking. Buy them a coffee, because they're doing a good job, man. They got you all over the world. That's amazing.
Yeah, a lot of
amazing.
We have different people that are booking us, but it is kind of one of those things where the puzzle pieces come from different areas, and you got to try to plug them in and make them work, because I'm sure there's going to be more shows in between, and we'll have to try to get the travel arrangements. And our bass player Nick just bought this crazy RV, so I don't know if you've seen this thing online. It looks like it came out of Road Warrior, or
really?
One of those old movies. It's pretty sick looking, and it's all nice inside, but outside it looks like something evil's coming into town, which is cool.
Right.
All black.
It's what you want to be in if a zombie apocalypse happens.
Exactly. That's what
you're
looks
inside.
Like.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, I can't think of a better thing to travel in. You know, here's the big question though: does it get decent gas mileage? No. You got to play 4 more shows.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, we'll have to do shows on the off days and have to pay for the gas.
Right. Here they are at the Flying J. No, I'm kidding. I have a friend of mine.
Yeah.
It's so true though. They bought a big RV, and he's like, oh, it's gonna be great for the whole band. I'm gonna save so much money on hotels and blah blah. The whole dream,
Yeah.
And I guess they do, but man, the thing gets like 7 miles to the gallon on a good day,
Yeah, I think that's where we're gonna be at. I think, 'cause it's a 30-footer, so we'll have
Right.
It's got the big motor, it's gas. It's gonna,
right. Well, the cool thing is it's probably got plenty of space for all your gear too, right? Because it isn't just people.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys,
Yeah, we should be able to cram everything in there. So we're But with that, then we'll probably get more stuff and bring more stuff, and we'll still need a trailer.
Margarita with a costume. You know, she'll be like, I need this much space.
Get more lights and pyrotechnics. Yeah.
Right.
We're going to have to limit the costumes.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, yourwebdesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. Yourwebdesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, are you, do you, as a guitar player, do you bring several guitars with you when you go on tour, or do you just have like one or two go-to guitars?
Yeah, I use the same ones. I bring three, and they're the three that I use.
Nice.
I've used them for a long time. I would like to bring more, but I don't know. It's not very practical, and I don't think it's necessary. If I had people maintaining them, and because I mean the old guitars I have, the ones I've been using, they're really reliable. So
that's cool.
It's a little scary.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
As a guitar player, at home now, how many do you have at home?
Well, no, I got maybe half a dozen.
Oh, that's not bad, Dave. That's not, you know what? I'm very proud of you. That's not bad. I've known a lot of guitar players, man. I know some cats, you walk into their house and it's like 70 guitars or, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what they're into.
Well, it's easy because they're fun to get, you know, but. Yeah, but I've had a lot of them, and you know what? Most of them don't get played, and they end up in storage. And we've
right.
given away a few guitars, and they're my guitars. I mean, the guitar we just gave away, if I don't need it, I would rather use it as a promotional tool,
right.
maybe
a
somebody
promotional
psyched,
tool.
You know, and they get it.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, you never know, you know. It could be the next Hendrix or somebody getting that guitar. You know, you just never know, you know. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean,
I was watching.
Don't know.
We all watch it, the Pawn Stars, and I don't know. They some gal brought in one of the guitar. I forget his name right now. I can't believe I'm forgetting it. The guy from Def Leppard. And
I saw that one. Yeah, Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's like. Well, do you have any paperwork? And she's like, well, no, but I have him. Here he is.
Yeah.
Brought him in. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah,
so
that
who
was
knows?
Pretty cool guitar.
Maybe that guitar. Oh, yeah. Maybe that guitar that, you know, is given away. Something like that will happen. You never know. We'll see Dave on the Pawn Stars. That's good.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I forget that.
I'll go on there. Good show.
Yeah, I've never been to that pawn shop. I've been to a lot of pawn shops in my day, but I've never been to one where they call in an expert. I'm amazed at that entire concept.
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't have anything worth calling an expert for, you know? That's probably
probably it right there.
They're like, a VCR, Jamie? Nobody uses a VCR anymore. What are you doing?
Yeah.
$5. Get out of here, Mulleted. Oh, man.
Yep.
So I wanted to ask you, too. Now, you guys, we had talked a little bit offline, or off the air, I should say, about your videos. And I'm blown away by your videos and just the production quality and whatnot. I mean, it's always just dynamite, out of sight. Very, very cool stuff. How do you feel about making videos?
You.
I mean, are you really involved in that aspect of it?
Well, I mean, I have to be there, so I'm that involved. But we've worked with a few different people, and we're fortunate that we keep coming up with different people to do. Like, we have a couple new videos coming, and we've used different people to do each one, and they keep getting better.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy that did a live, he did Val Raffi, he did a couple of videos for us, and he did a really good job on the live, and I think the way it came out is really cool because we were essentially walking around downtown LA and it started to get dark and I'm like, wow, this is awesome. And that's all the footage you see of Margarita walking around. It's actually getting dark downtown LA and becoming unsafe. So it has that,
right.
that vibe that you need. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
it's
you know,
a fun process, you know,
That's cool. Well, you know, and hopefully nothing happened to poor Margarita. filming that.
Nothing happened. We were there to, you know, we were there to protect her.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, L.A., downtown L.A., you know, people don't realize that. It is a trip. It is a trip and a half. L.A. is like any big city.
Yeah.
There's good parts and bad parts. But it's strange how quickly – the weird thing about L.A. is it's so – you can travel from a really good area of LA to a really kind of sketchy area really quick. You know, most cities, they don't have such a cutoff lines. You know what I mean? It takes a while. It's a gradual process. You can turn a corner and
yeah,
there's
LA
person
is weird
in LA,
like
you're
that,
like,
huh?
Whoa, what happened?
that's you go from one block to the next and it's totally different.
Right,
yeah,
right. Well, that's cool.
I guess it's kind of cool. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Well,
I really like your absolutely. I wanted to let everybody know again, we have links up on the show page, folks, to the Edge of Paradise Band.com. That's the main website. And of course, Facebook, Edge of Paradise Band. And why is that link there? I'm sorry, folks. We have a link to, I don't know how that happened, but Never mind the third link. That's a guest from last week. I don't know how that happened. Weird. Weird. Computer issue. You can go check out Brian's work. Brian Dobbs, he's a fantastic author. Has nothing whatsoever to do with Edge of Paradise. Well, what do I know? I just work here, you know? That's cool. Now, you guys probably, now, I know you guys have other social media platforms that you use, Instagram and all that kind of stuff. Do you prefer, is Facebook kind of the go-to of social media, or do you guys, you know, hit them all equally, would you say?
Well, yeah, for me, the Facebook is the go-to, but Margarita does, you know, all the Twitter and the Instagram, and she's on,
right.
She's always on top of it. But, yeah, it's a lot of work. Right. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different platforms.
I'm telling you, I get, you know, that reminds me, because I get messages and emails every day. Yes, folks, I know I haven't been posting on Instagram lately. It's a whole issue. I don't use a smartphone, so I got to use a laptop to do it, and it's very difficult. And it will be posted and updated on Instagram this week. We've got some people working on it. Don't email me anymore.
Cool.
I'm telling you, it's crazy. I said it as a joke one time. I've said it a million times on the show now. I really need to get it like an intern. I need to get like a 16-year-old girl with a smartphone to come in here and just post stuff, because you're right. It's a
right.
ton of work.
Yeah, because they would be quick at it too, because they got it down.
Exactly. They know how to do it, man. Not me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard. Well, let's do mystery now. This is track number three, Mystery. And
cool.
Very cool track as well. So, yeah, let's play that. And here it is, Edge of Paradise, Mystery.
Before you're in this beautiful trap.
Edge of Paradise Mystery. What a track. What a track. We've got Dave Bates on with us from Edge of Paradise. Dave was just telling me when we were listening to that, that was done, that piano was also on an Aerosmith song, some Aerosmith song, right?
Yeah, it was over at a studio in Encino, Sound City Studios, and they have a lot of big credits over there, and we just happened to find that place, and there it is. It's on our song
That's
now.
That's cool. That's right. That's right. Somebody, you know, 6 months from now goes, hey, an Edge of Paradise track was recorded with this. That's cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
Exactly.
Now, was Margarita, like, was she fangirling at the piano and whatnot? She liked that, I bet. Getting to work with the big piano.
No,
like
I mean, she just went in. She went in with a purpose, and it sounded good. So I
knocked
think that was what she was. Yeah, knocked it out. I mean, I think it only took her an hour and a half to do the whole piano track for the whole song. So,
wow, that's amazing.
And,
amazing.
Yeah.
So the new album is
crazy.
Your new album is Alive, and it is out now, right? People can buy it at iTunes and digital download and all that kind of stuff. And at your shows that you guys are going to be playing.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have physical CDs pretty soon. Right now, it's just digital, but, you know, Amazon, Google Play, you know, all the iTunes and all that, you can get the digital download of the CD. And probably another month or so, we'll have the physical, but right.
Gotcha. Very cool. And, folks, we have links up to that. And we will have a link to the we have it on the we have a link to the website, and from the website you can get, or hey, you know what, go to Google Play and just put in a Edge of Paradise. How about that? Or iTunes, or wherever you buy digital music. And, you know, pick it up Alive, and very, very cool. Now, I know you guys are, you know, promoting Alive and everything right now, and everything's kind of geared on that. I have to ask, I'll be remiss if I don't. Are you guys working on any new stuff after this, or any thoughts on upcoming work?
Yep, we're continuing to work on stuff. I don't think we ever stop, but I think the goal is to release a single. I mean, at least my personal goal. I don't think anybody else knows of it yet, but I think we should release a single before we go to Europe and keep going. You know, try to keep pushing. We have a great team. We're working well with the producer we have now, Chuck Johnson, and we were fortunate to have a great team of people. I mean, the ballad, we had Michael Wagner mix that, we had Mike Plotnikoff mix the two tracks earlier, and Jay Rustin mixed Alive. So I want to try to keep that whole team, you know, building what we're building towards, you know. But yeah,
Very cool.
The goal is to get more songs out sooner rather than later.
Nice. Well, that's awesome, and I can't wait to hear more and have you guys back on the show. You know, it's always a pleasure to have you guys on. You guys rock so well. And I just, you know,
thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing because you're really good at it. You know?
Oh,
really,
thanks,
really good at it. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, break a leg with all these upcoming shows and whatnot. And folks, if I forgot to mention a date or one on one of the upcoming shows, again, just go to edgeofparadiseband.com and right at the top of the page, click on that tour, and there's a whole list. And I'm sure it gets updated all the time too, as new acts are added and whatnot. But you can get your tickets and stuff, because a lot of these shows will sell out and whatnot. If they're going to be in your town, you're going to see them, I suggest get your tickets as soon as you can. That way, you know, you're not disappointed. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Very cool, Dave. Very, very cool.
Well, cool. Good, good to speak with you.
Yeah, and, you know, thanks for taking the time out of your schedule and whatnot. I appreciate it. And thank Margarita for me. It was cool when she was here. You know, always a pleasure to talk to you guys, and just keep rocking, man. Man, it's just awesome. Just good stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast will, or this show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes, for free. So if you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor, though. hit that ratings and review. It puts us up at the top of the page, and that's where we like to be. Also, I want to give a big shout out to all the new listeners. We were once again on the Blog Talk Radio homepage, and got all kinds of new people tuning in and whatnot. So hello and welcome to the zaniness, and you know, stay tuned for some cool stuff. We will be back tomorrow. We've got a fantastic electro alternative pop singer called Blakely that's going to be on, and can't wait for that. Dave, thank you so much again for being on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was great talking to you, and we'll hopefully do it again soon.
Definitely. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight, folks. Everybody have a great night. Keep your powder dry, and we'll see you soon. Good night, everybody.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.